Like presentisa that we just discussed in the previous bill, Prezi is another presentation tool which allows you to work on a large canvas, again, which is scrollable or zoomable, rather than working in the linear format of slide after slide after slide. But Prezi is a far more mature product and has been around for a lot longer. As such, it's gone through several iterations of new quality. Prezi is getting better and better as it goes along, as I'm sure presentisa will. Works in a similar way to presentisa in that you can just double click on the canvas and start typing your text in. But the content that you can add in addition to that includes images. You can also bring in PowerPoint presentations, YouTube videos. You can add diagrams, things like organizational charts, concept maps, and so forth. And you can even embed files onto your canvas. And that can be a particularly useful feature too. You can group together different content items using the frames tool. So that means you can surround together two or three different things with a frame, and then the whole group itself can be brought together and made central focus, a central focus during your presentation. Again, you link together your content using paths in Prezi, and you simply join up each of the content items with a path, and then later on when you play the presentation, or indeed you allow it to be played, it will go through all your content in a specific order, the order that you've chosen. Some of the advantages of Prezi, because of its increased functionality and feature set, are things like collaboration. You can work with other people on a particular presentation, so that might be particularly useful if you've got a group of students who are working together to produce a presentation. You can also download Prezis. So when you've completed your Prezi, if you think you're going to be in a location where internet access isn't available, then you can load it for working offline. It's a universal format and it can be used in any browser. So you're up and running with that. It's also possible to save a copy of a Prezi. So if you've got one that's already been created and you want to base another one on it, you can save a copy of the one you've got and then just make the alterations as needed. You can also change the degree of privacy that each of your Prezis has got. So it's possible to make it entirely private, public, or public and allow other people to make copies of it. That might be something that you want to think about. So very highly featured and a very different way of working in presentations.